Welcome to the Working Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to your spiritual growth, well-being, and awareness. I'm Charlene, your favorite wellness podcaster, Scorpio, and Gemini. Keep listening if you're looking for an extra supplement to help you reflect on your relationship with yourself and others, or keep you inspired and fearless about the possibilities for your own life. This season, you can look forward to topics like self-esteem, body consciousness, astrology and daily life, empowerment, law of attraction, and so much more. All with the goal of keeping you inspired and in the know. For more information, you can always connect with us at the Working Within Instagram or our website, workingwithin.net, to see our service offerings. Thank you all for your reviews, likes, and shares. And if you'd like to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description. We look forward to building a community with you. Hello, listeners, and thank you so much for giving Working Within another chance, or first chance if this is your first time coming to the show. This is the pilot of season two, and in this season, we are really focusing on inviting a way bigger set of guests, honing in on some topics that we missed from the first season, and having some really awesome bite-sized conversations that hopefully you walk away feeling like you have some lessons to carry forward. So in this season, we're tackling self-esteem, sexuality, queerness, astrology and daily life, self-love, body consciousness and body love, feeling like you have community, entrepreneurship, womanhood, and especially womanhood in, you know, really powerful careers. Talk about energy, boundaries, secrets from Miss Universe. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Having a love ethic and compassion for people. So yeah, all that to say, we thought really hard about what we could bring to you listeners this season and hope that you are able to learn, absorb, become more aware, adopt practices, whatever you need from this podcast, that you can do it via this season. And so with that, I don't even have much to say. Just I want to invite you all to come into this space with us, this no judgment space, a learning space, a reflective space, because that is the intent for these next few, and I really mean like more than few actually, episodes that will be coming out as part of Working Within season two. In the break that we've had, you know, we've really focused on being more descriptive about our service offerings, sharing, you know, what exactly you can get, but also just sharing more free stuff with the community, or you all that are kind of dedicated to following us along here as we learn how we can provide the most useful and valuable services to you. And so it has been a busy time, and through that time, I've had to sit back and remember my own, like listen to myself, right? Because keep in mind, I can say all these things, and in practice, it looks totally different, right? It's really hard to, you know, it can be really hard to regulate and discipline and stick, you know, to all the words that you say. And so that's been something that I've definitely been challenging myself to do more of, and advising myself as much as I advise others. So one really great account you all should follow as well, in addition to Working Within, obviously, is the Nap Ministry. And, you know, they often post about how productive rest is. And we talk about this later in the season in a few different instances. But I am a chronic workaholic, okay? I'm just being super honest. If I'm not working, and my job is pretty intense, if I'm not working, I'm working on Working Within. I'm not working on working within, I'm working on my body and I'm working out. And if I'm not doing any of that, I'm like taking care of the chores around the house and my cat. And if I'm not doing that, I'm like thinking about the other goals that I need to accomplish, like some creative goal or some like pole goal I have and like my pole lesson. So there is just a series of like do that has been very present in my life since I was a child. And because of that habit I have, which, by the way, I find pretty valuable because I do get a lot of stuff done and I really have been able to crush goals, I also forget that rest and recuperation and spending that time alone without to-do is still just as important for me to tune in with myself, check in with myself, and hear my own thoughts, almost that meditative practice that you'll hear me and Micah talk about in this episode. So that's just a bit of a reflection for me. This time has gone so fast. I mean, I can't even tell you what has happened in the meantime, other than I've put more on my plate, right? But also, you know, I just wanted to share it with you all. And I guess one other thing that I personally have been thinking about as, you know, I've recorded these episodes with all these wonderful guests we have this season is thinking about, you know, energetic boundaries. And again, you will hear this in another episode, but being sensitive to energy, which is my trademark pretty much, I've really learned that, you know, when I whittle myself down like that or don't set boundaries with folks that I need to set, I just get tired and I get less inspired. And keep in mind, I'm a busybody, so I like to be inspired and going and packing my life full of stuff, which is almost a contradiction of what I just said, right? That's the thing. Nothing is just anything. So anyway, just want to show you how my mind works a bit, listeners, because I know I want you to hear from my guests and I want you to hear from me. And so I'm trying to make that effort in these little intro segments that we put in front of each episode recording with the guest. So those are a few things that I'm taking in as I listen, re-listen really to these conversations as they're released each week. And I wonder if there are any challenges or perceived roadblocks that you all are experiencing that you can hold center as you listen to an episode and, you know, take the pieces that are most resonant, most valuable with you. So anyway, in this week, we invite Micah, who is a wonderful friend and collaborator of mine, to talk about her introduction to this world. And I just really hope that you all, one, find her relatable and super cool. And again, that you're able to find the tidbits that you need from this conversation. So let's get into it. I am so honored, humbled, excited, energized to introduce you all to my dear friend and colleague. Oh my God, that's such a weird word. But colleague, Micah Jacks. By way of introduction, I would love for her to go ahead and tell everyone, you know, a little bit about her, her pronouns, and her big three, most important. But before she even gets to do that, I just want you all listeners to know that she has been supporting Working Within since May. And since then, I'm sure you've all noticed that things have gotten together. You know, there's been a lot more organized. There's been a lot more created. That is all Mike is doing. It's been more growth mindset-y. And so I'm just so happy and just grateful that Michael will come onto the podcast as another gift. And just share a little bit about herself and her spiritual journey. And also, hopefully for you all as listeners, Micah can serve a bit as a mirror too, because she is someone who is walking along on this Working Within sponsored journey with you. So anyway, long rambling introduction over. Micah, please, can you tell the listeners about yourself, pronouns, big three, anything else you want to say?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Micah. Like Charlie said, my pronouns are she, her, hers. My big three would be Aries sun, a Pisces rising, and a Cancer moon. Yeah, like Charlie said, I've been Working Within since May. I've been having a lot of fun. And yeah, just hoping you guys can all benefit from the awesome services that are available. It's really great.
Yeah, and Micah is integral to the vision, okay? So anyway, I'm excited to get
big things coming for y'all. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Always, bro. Always. Okay, we're tuned in, we're locked in, ready to go. Okay. So yes, today's episode, first of season two. We will be talking about like the start. I remember in season one we talked about how I got here, which felt really important to explain to y'all at the time because all of a sudden I have a podcast. But look, no, in this episode, hopefully we're able to just kind of explain a bit of what our, you know, spiritual journeys have been like. I say in air quotes because I feel like the word spiritual is thrown around a lot. We kind of want to demystify it for you all. The answer is there is no answer explicitly correct. Your answer is the answer. But then we also just want to talk about, you know, what our practices look like, whether it happened consciously, unconsciously, and, you know, what you might start to consider if you are interested in, you know, some of these services, things that we talk about a lot. So astrology, getting in tune with your body via yoga, mindfulness, etc. So, Micah, let's get started. First question I have for you. What does spirituality mean to you?
Yes, so this is definitely a loaded question. But I think for me, spirituality is about being connected to myself as well as being connected to what I believe in. I think there's been times throughout my spiritual journey when I've been more focused on myself and then other times where I'm focused more on those beliefs. So it's just kind of like the interwebs of all those things and how they connect with each other. And then, like I said, myself and then my beliefs.
So what has it looked like for you to come into like recognition of your belief system? Because I feel like, maybe I'm projecting, we don't grow up knowing exactly what our belief system is or like that it's actually independent of what people have put onto us. So what was that journey like till now?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that there's been a lot of learning involved. Like you kind of touched on, learning that not everything that I was taught is not like what I have to believe in. Learning that other people's experiences and associations with certain things are not mine, even though I might experience or associate with those things as well. And then also just learning in general that spirituality is mine to decide. Like, it's not one thing. It's not one activity that we do or one experience that I experienced, basically. So yeah, it's just been a lot of learning as well as unlearning too.
Yeah. What's an example of something that you have unlearned or learned, or a few examples, or what was hard about that?
So this one is one that I'm still like in the process of learning or just kind of figuring out. But for example, like, I was raised as a Christian. I wouldn't say like we were overly religious. Like, we didn't go to church every Sunday and whatnot. I definitely still believe in God, like that he's just part of my belief system, but I don't necessarily believe in like all of the different religions, mostly because like, I don't think that I'm educated enough to like make a decision and be like, okay, I want to be associated with like this branch of religion or what have you. And I think that that's not something that's super important to me. And I don't know if it's important to other people, but yeah, for me, it's just not anything that's like super important. And yeah, I feel like I've kind of always tried to figure that out as a kid even. I'm just pretty content with this part of my life where I'm like, okay, I believe in God, but I don't really have to be like, okay, I'm a Christian or I'm what have you.
Right. It's almost like rules. Like, why do I want more rules? We have enough rules, y'all. Like, oh my God. Okay.
And it's like, you know, you grow up as a kid thinking like, okay, I'm a Christian, but it's like, do you even know what that means as a kid, honestly? So
no.
Probably not, yeah.
All I knew is because I was a certain height, my dresses had to come to a certain length. And if I liked a dress that was shorter than that, it was my fault. What? Anyway, that's a whole nother, but yes, I'm hearing you and seeing you. So would you say that you consciously chose to become more like self-aware and mindful of how you thought and assigned value to things? Or was there an event that like maybe triggered this for you, or several events, or like what has it been, the process to like coming to your own consciousness, which is often what we're referring to when we talk about just getting in tune with yourself, getting, you know, becoming more spiritual just means greater connection with your spirit.
Yeah, I would definitely say that just like my general curiosity about things. I'm a very curious person in general, like a very much like a knowledge seeker type of person. So I would say that that has definitely influenced like the awakening or like the realization of just like being aware or having like a set value system or figuring out what that value system is rather. And then as far as like deciding what those things are, I don't know. I think it's just kind of the things that make me feel good, or like just feel like that they have an influence in my life. And then I think that's how they kind of get decided on the scale of importance, the internal scale of importance.
What are some example values that you've like recognized for yourself?
I would definitely say, so part of like the spiritual connection, like to myself, like I think self-love is really big. And I think like before I kind of grew up, not as like a self-loathing individual, but just kind of, I didn't really take much serious, and I would just kind of like not take myself serious. And I think that I definitely started to do that way more. I mean, the opposite of that, like love myself way more and take myself serious and say like I'm deserving of certain things, rather than like, okay, like this is, it is what it is type of thing. Like I'm just aware of the things that I deserve and that the things that I should have, or that I feel I should have in life. And I just feel like putting a type of seriousness or a certain dedication or passion towards myself, like will help me to get the things that I want and deserve in life.
That's so important.
You don't even realize it sometimes. Like it just kind of clicks one day that like, no, like I'm a cool person. Like I'm a good person, and this is what I'm going to do, basically.
Literally, this is what you're going to do, and you are the magician of your life. What else does self-love look like for you?
It's different. One of the things, I just kind of like, I take pride in like my outward appearance, because I feel like that's one of the things that just kind of helps me feel good on the inside too. Mm-hmm. I also grew up like just a tomboy, not, you know, wearing sweatpants and stuff every day. So I feel like the feminization of my life that has happened recently is just one of those things that I really appreciate and enjoy. And then also like fitness, not that I'm like super into it at the moment, but like I think the desire for it is one of those things that, I don't know, it just kind of is motivating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all, I met Micah when the self-described tomboy phase, she was having that. And so for us to like come back, how many, literally a million years later, like there's been so many transitions, but all for the better, I think. If we now connect spirituality to your wellness and like how you feel day to day, how do you like keep yourself well?
I think I keep myself well by, like I said, like the self-love, I think that's really big. Just reminding myself that I'm doing good, like regardless of what's going on in life, like it's okay. It's not where you are now. It's like where you're going to end up. And it might not seem like that's like attainable just given like whatever circumstances, but like you just have to stay hopeful and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I think those are all great facets of keeping yourself well. I think the mindset, I would even say is like, that saved me. So, you know, like that being able to regulate emotions, mind, keeps me balanced. Micah see me in various states of unregulated, dysregulated nervous system. So I would say I'm more well when I'm able to regulate that back down.
Yeah, the mindset is everything. That's definitely like the biggest part for me, I think. It's just like, you have to be like strong, not that you have to be strong in here, but you have to be able to just like tell yourself it's okay after, you know, you feel the emotions or you have a bad day or whatever. You have to be able to pick yourself up at some point.
So I want to debunk something via you. So, you know, we're hearing a lot, like right now, I would say there is so much attention and interest and energy in the spiritual community, in these different divination tools and analysis tools like astrology, tarot, horary. There are others, but I think also with that knowledge and awareness that, you know, we used to fight for a bit and like taking it seriously comes with almost a feeling of requirement that, oh, if I'm spiritual, I need to like carry crystals around, or I need to make sure that my chakras, my like energy is always on point, or I need to be like a yogi and like get my headstand now, you know? And so I'm just wondering, like, could you just share with the listeners what you do to practice your spirituality and like what other practices you like have tried, and like anytime something didn't work, like just with your experience has been like customizing your own spiritual practice. And when I say practice, I literally mean what works for you.
Yeah. So I think the practices are definitely something that I want to improve on and like get more consistent with. I definitely would think that like prayer would be one of my practices. I don't pray enough. I know I don't, like, I feel that inside, like, that I should pray more than I do. Astrology, I feel like, is an interest. It's not something that I'm, like, 100% devoted and, like, passionate about, or, like, that I feel like, okay, if I don't read my horoscope or something for the day or for the week, like, then I won't feel at peace with myself. Mm-hmm. But I definitely am interested in it. But as far as, like, feeling like you need some other outlet, or like analysis, like you were saying, I don't think that it's super necessary unless it just makes you feel good on the inside. I don't think that anybody can really tell you differently, honestly. Like if you feel like you have to learn all these yoga poses or that you have to read your horoscope every day, then and you feel like that's contributing to your well-being, then I feel like, why not? Like, who's to say that it's not? But for me, I don't think that those things are necessary.
None of it's necessary.
Yeah.
You're just being a human. You're trying to get to your spirit, or you're being a human trying to make yourself more of a human. Like, that's all this is. And thankfully, some of these practices are really helpful in some folks doing that. And for others, it's like, actually, I just, like, have emotional awareness. So I don't need that. But thank you for sharing that. I guess, so then, in what ways, like, I know you mentioned prayer just now. In what ways are you looking to expand either your wellness practices or your self-love practices or your spiritual practices? Like, what are you aspiring to learn and like do more of right now?
Yeah, so the consistency with prayer was definitely something that I would love to incorporate. I feel like I want to do like meditation as well, because I feel like the voice in my head, like that inner consciousness, I feel like it's always just like talking and like saying something. So I think that to have time to just sit down and just not think about anything and just really be present and just kind of like feel things would definitely be beneficial. Mm-hmm. And then also, like I had mentioned before, like fitness, I just want to get to a point where I'm like consistent with that all the time, not just like in seasons and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I just talk about something? Alone time, bro. Alone time saved my life, literally. Literally. Yes, meditation, but alone time. Just like time to be in your own energy. I feel like I have gotten so much more self-knowledge. I've understood more of what I like to do, what energizes me. I'm also able to better tell what people and like things in my energy are draining and like giving. Like when you have that alone time, you have the time to self-assess and be like, all right, today I did all this that drained me. But also I heard from this person that was really exciting. And tomorrow I know that I'm going to be dealing with this and this. So actually that means today, like, you know, just I personally need that quiet time and that like recluse. This is so funny. One of my coworkers knows that I literally spend like the weekend super alone. And they're always like, yeah, how was your weekend of seclusion? Like, yes. Okay. I need it. And also more importantly, that is when I get the creative ideas, that when I'm too overly stimulated and like too embedded in my work during the week that I'm not hearing. So I think the alone time like becomes meditative in itself. And it's like, I'm not even trying to meditate when I'm alone, but I can just hear my brain so much better. And that's honestly what meditation is about, is that mind control. So a little bit of a tangent there. Okay.
I 100% agree, especially about what you said, like the things that are giving you energy and then draining your energy. That is so important. And I don't know, like, I just feel like you just need that time to just either recharge or reflect. If, like, if you absolutely can't spend time alone, like, then you just kind of need to, like, you know, think about things for a little bit.
Literally just let me think about it. Like, I need to, like, come back to equilibrium. So, Micah, last question I have for you is, if we have listeners on the earbud speaker who are like, oh my gosh, I'm interested in all these things or none of these things, like things I mean, astrology, tarot, yoga. And I really just want to understand like what steps I can take to hear myself more or to like align my life in a way that feels meaningful and like I like what I'm doing. What are the things or tips that you have for those listeners who are really just trying to get in touch with themselves?
Number one, I would say just be open-minded about things. Because like you said, if you're trying to get into certain things or you just don't know what you like yet, you have to be willing to like see if those things work for you, which kind of leads you back to like alone time and like reflective time, like, you know, sit and think like how that made you feel, whether it was good or bad. I think that's a good way to see if it's something that you should incorporate or something that will just like naturally fall into your life. And I think that also like kind of turning inward and just like really listening to yourself and not necessarily what you think you want to do, but just the things that naturally you're drawn to or naturally make you happy, and that you feel the most connected with. Because like we said in the beginning, like spirituality can mean anything for anybody. So you might not even necessarily be connected to anything that like is a certain belief, but like mm-hmm. just yourself in general. Like, yeah, definitely just listening to yourself and what you truly, truly want.
Yeah. Open up those ears, aka spend that time alone.
Yes.
Not all the time. We're not telling you to be hibernators, but like,
yeah, or like never see anyone ever. But you know, just maybe a little time by yourself is good.
Yes.
This is also coming from someone who spends a lot of time by themselves. So.
Literally, both. Literally, oh my. Bro. Trust me, I love being alone. Okay. Because once I got a taste of what this is like, oh, absolutely not. You know what I mean? Like, I hear myself so much clearer. Like, yeah.
And there's definitely times, too, where all I want to do is be around, like, my friends and my family and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, I'm like, okay, gotta go hide out in my room for a few days.
Literally, I need to hide out. I need to hide out and recalibrate, please. Well, thank you so much for dropping your wisdom on the mic. We really appreciate having you. I'm so excited that this will be the first episode for season 2. Listeners, if you want to contact Mica, first of all, you can literally DM the Working Within page. But no, I will also post Mica's social media in the episode description so you can reach out to her, because she knows what's up. She knows, you know, what types of programs we're running. She also knows what it can be like to come into the space and like feel like you're not the practitioner, and so like, what am I doing here? No, like the intent with recording this episode is just to show that there are no rules. The barriers that you might imagine are fake or put up by someone else, which that doesn't mean they're your barriers, right, to get into something. And also that, you know, they're just to communicate the value of treating yourselves well. So anyway, please, please feel free to connect with Mica and Working Within and me offline. We'd love to hear from you. And please say thank you to Mica again for her contributions today.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Working Within. We're ecstatic that you made it this far. If you liked what you heard, we'd really appreciate your reviews and shares. And if you want to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description as well. As always, stay connected with us through our Instagram, working.within, and our website, workingwithin.net. We hope to see you again soon.